It's boring to go alone, so take this podcast from Radio 191 FM.
This is Velia here, and they've just released an EP called Gold Dust, which we're going to chat about. So how are you doing?
I'm good. I've also got my son here, so if you hear someone, spot the voice, he's here with me.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's great, because actually the interview we did before was with an artist called Goodnight My Darling, and they were 8 months pregnant, so they were talking a lot about what that was like for their music. So we've got great little motherhood theme going on.
Awesome, sounds good.
So for our audience, do you think you could tell us a little bit about yourself and the project, Velia?
Yeah, so Valere is a project that I've had since maybe 2013, and I've put out a couple EPs and an album, and I've just recently put out my EP Gold Dust. Mm-hmm. It's about like the last 3 years of like just being married and having kids, and just also kind of grappling with grief. So just there was a lot of big life changes, and I was just kind of processing it all kind of at home, you know. I think my world was like a lot bigger, and then all of a sudden I was just looking after, I guess, kids and stuff. So it's just through that lens. So yeah, that's what the EP is about.
Cool. And I also really like the cover of it, the picture. Did it say that that's from like a B&B or something?
Nah, so well, the idea for Gold Dust was from an Airbnb, as we were like, I just kind of woke up, and you know how when the light kind of comes through the curtain, it's like a little ray, and then you see all the dust that's like floating over. You don't notice. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's a mean kind of like image for, yeah, just seeing, you know, like all the mundane stuff is actually like really golden and really like lovely. And then the picture was actually, so my husband's a photographer, and he gets real mad because, what do you call it? He loves to set things up and everything, but he was just mucking around on the camera.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting in our lounge, the light was really nice, and he just took a photo. And I was like, yeah, that one, that's the cover. And he's like, nah, surely not, surely. Just the ones that we set up. But yeah, I really liked it. The light was really good, and it just pictured, I don't know, it just captured like the feel of the EP about just being home and,
cool.
The gold
kind of stuff. Yeah, awesome. And this is like a bit of a long-standing project now. I think looking on your Bandcamp, it went back about 10 years, which is awesome to hear. So do you think you could talk to us a bit about how your sounds changed over that point in time?
Yeah. So before Valera, I was doing a lot of acoustic stuff. And then I was studying at the University of Auckland, doing the music program there, the pop music program. And they really challenged me to kind of do a different sound, so I got really into kind of electropop.
Yeah, cool.
So the first few sort of projects were kind of like that, and then I mean, I'm a real big R&B fan anyway, so it's just intermingling with that. But now it's quite funny that with Gold Dust, it was a little bit I kind of went back to my acoustic kind of guitar type stuff. So yeah, it's like full circle a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, that's great to hear. And that's a full 6-track EP as well. So you played a release show as well for it. So what are the plans for playing shows and stuff?
That's a good question. I'm wanting to... Yeah, it's a little bit difficult with... Well, challenging with, like, a few of kids, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
Totally. Yeah.
So hoping to... I'm applying for maybe, like, festival slots and that kind of stuff. We're still... I think I just wanted to put the EP out, do the release show, and then just see what I could do. I'm hoping to play a little bit more, but I am writing new stuff. So just trying to do as much as I can with what I've got, but no plans as of yet.
Yeah, cool. And you had just played a show up in Tamaki, is that right?
Yes, I did.
How did that go? Where was that at?
Oh, we played in Big Fan. It was really awesome.
Cool.
We had Ursha Island open for us, just incredible duo, and then had a full band set. That was like maybe the first time I had drums, actually. Oh man, makes a massive difference. Really awesome turnout, just, and Big Fan's always really lovely to the artists, just such a great venue. It's been a while since I've played like a show, and it just was like, oh, I want to do this again. So, yeah, it was really lovely.
Cool. Yeah, and but it's obviously quite a big thing to juggle how you can fit that into your life, which is almost what some of the EP is about as well, eh?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and do you see yourself creating more music like this? Like you've been enjoying the guitar and going back to some of that music, or do you like the idea of leaving it completely open-ended and jumping around anything you feel like?
That's a good question. Well, I've been writing a little bit, actually, and there's definitely a lot of guitar influences, but I think because the EP was so, like, was such a, not super serious, but quite personal, I've been, like, writing just a little bit more, like, fun kind of songs.
Yeah, cool.
I've been writing with a few people. Actually, got to write at the fan camp, Pan-Asian songwriting sessions with a big fan as well.
Cool.
Tamaki and we wrote a couple songs there that are like, oh man, this is like a good sort of pop but more fun direction. So I'm excited to see, but I am pretty open to what comes out.
Cool. And at the moment it's actually our Tewiki of New Zealand music, so we're playing all Kiwi tunes all week long across all the different student radio stations.
Awesome.
So I thought maybe if you could tell us about any Kiwi artists that have come to influence you or been a part of you creating music.
I've been pretty lucky to the University of Auckland. There were a lot of artists that went through there. And, I'm a massive fan of Phase of Days.
Cool,
Balu Brigada. Foley's really awesome. Just a lot of artists that went through that that school.
Cool.
And they're just killing it. I love that stuff.
Yeah, I caught Balu Brigada for the first time in ages. They played on the Viaduct in Auckland a few months ago. It was cool seeing them.
Cool.
They're so talented.
Incredible songwriters, incredible like just act to see live.
Cool. And there's another question that I always like asking for interviews, stolen directly from the BBC, which is your Desert Island Discs. So it's like a little bit of a visual question. It's like, if you want to, you can close your eyes and have a think. But you're stuck on a desert island and you've got like a palm tree, nothing else around you apart from a record player. And you can have three records on this island to relax and enjoy. What would your three records be?
Oh, man. Okay. So I'd have Sampha. Sampha's
cool. Yeah, I love Sampha.
Yeah, it's a hard one because it's either his like recent one, Lahai, or his first EP. I'm just on a hammock right now, so I'm just listening to that.
Perfect. That's basically what you'd want to do on the desert island, right?
Exactly. Why don't I just put Jesse Lanza, Pull My Hair Back.
Yeah, cool.
Just like kind of just chill vibes.
Yeah.
What else am I listening to? And because it has a song called Welcome to My Island on it, Caroline Polachek's
cool, yeah.
Yeah. Like recent album. So those three.
Great choice. Awesome.
So
for the listeners out in Otipoti, where can they find some of your stuff?
So Spotify, Apple Music, if you guys want to know how to spell Valere, it's Valerie without the I, I always say. But I'm on Instagram. Haven't gone to TikTok just yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm on Instagram and just anywhere you can stream music pretty much.
Cool, awesome. Yeah, the last person I interviewed actually said exactly the same thing, was like, I haven't quite bothered with TikTok yet.
I'm not an early adopter. Definitely just out the back, you know?
Yeah. Cool. All right, and one last question. What can we expect from Valere in the future, whether that be the coming years or in the infinite beyond of what you might be able to create?
Good question. My hope is that I'm going to keep writing, I'm going to keep putting some music out. But for me, actually, I'd love to write with other artists and produce other artists as well. So I've had a bit of, kind of had stuff doing that like over the last few months. So just heaps more music.
Cool.
As much as I can.
Great. Well, yeah, anyone can pop on to your Bandcamp, Valir Music, and you've got a plethora of tunes on there as well, so I'm keen to go through and have a listen to some of that, because I really enjoyed listening to the track Gold Dust, which I'm going to chuck on right about now. Sure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Cool. See ya. It was lovely to chat.
Yeah, love you. See you.
You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find audio like this online at r1.co.nz or wherever quality podcasts congregate.